Thank you and good afternoon. Thursday evening, a humble deputy was responding to a physical altercation that was reported in Hoopa when he was involved in a single vehicle rollover crash. The deputy was headed east on Highway 299 near Willow Creek when he lost control of his vehicle leaving the roadway. The vehicle then hit a dirt embankment, causing the vehicle to flip over and land on its roof. The California Highway Patrol responded to the accident, and the deputy sustained minor injuries in the collision. Multiple fire agencies contained a vegetation fire that ignited along Highway 255 near the Samoa Peninsula in Fairhaven Thursday afternoon. Fire crews from Humboldt Bay Fire and CAL FIRE responded to the scene to assist the Samoa Peninsula Fire District, and the fire burned over an acre of land before crews knocked down the blaze. At this time, how the fire started in the area remains unknown. On Thursday, Del Norte County resident and former Del Norte High School cheer coach Joseph Young was convicted on four counts of having an inappropriate relationship with one of his cheerleading students. The 41-year-old was found guilty for contacting the then 17-year-old victim in April of last year, when the two exchanged numerous text messages of a sexual nature. According to the Daily Triplicate, Young's defense attorney said that he plans to appeal the verdict at the sentencing in March due to insufficient evidence. Young is now required to register for life as a sex offender and faces up to 6.5 years in state prison. The UC Cooperative Extension for Humboldt and Del Norte Counties will hold a seminar at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds. Ken Morgan with the North Coast Ag Report has more.
Coming up on Tuesday from 9:30 to 4, it's the Winter Livestock Range Health Seminar. That'll take place at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds Art Building. Cost is $15 per attendee, and again runs from 9:30 to 4 on Tuesday.
The event will feature livestock experts and professors from across the UC system, and Jeff Stackhouse, the Livestock and Natural Resources Advisor for Humboldt and Del Norte Counties, will open the event with an introductory speech. The City of Arcata announced today that a public meeting will be held next week at the Arcata Marsh Interpretive Center to discuss how the water quality along the Humboldt Bay can be protected. Director of Humboldt Bay Keeper Jennifer Cult will host the meeting, which will also have discussions about the billboards along the bay and the sea level rise. The meeting will begin at 7:30 p.m. on February 19th. Dan Squire has news on an amendment that was introduced to the state constitution.
Currently in the state of California, you must be 18 years old to be eligible to vote in local, state, or federal elections. But a San Diego lawmaker wants to change that, at least at the local level. On Thursday, Democratic Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez held a rally on the steps of the state capitol to announce the introduction of an amendment to the California State Constitution that would allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local school board and community college elections. Gonzalez said in a statement that 16- and 17-year-old students are mature enough to understand the issues surrounding schools and education, and it's an issue that directly affects them and their education.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When District Attorney Maggie Fleming took office, she knew she was facing a daunting task with understaffing, a crowded courtroom calendar, and a caseload of around 9,000 cases per year. Since then, Fleming has focused on hiring new attorneys and investigators, but she has also focused on ways to get more cases into courtrooms so that they can be heard. You need more than deputy district attorneys and public defenders to try a case. You also need a judge, and the lack of judges is an issue in Humboldt County.
I'm going to continue to hope that the state sees that we need more judges, because I do think that's out of whack for our caseload, because everything impacts each other. So, for example, if we try a number of murder cases, as we did last year, it forces other criminal cases not to get out.
It's not just criminal cases that need courtrooms. Fleming said that civil cases also need to be heard, and they regularly get put on the back burner.
You know, negatively to the civil side is they don't get courtrooms to get their cases proceeding as well. And that's a problem. I mean, you know, for people who are involved in, you know, litigation about accidents that aren't criminal or job, you know, employment law, things like that, they should be able to get a courtroom as well. So we really do need to see a change in that. But I think those are the two areas where we really saw a serious issue of understaffing.
You can hear the entire interview with District Attorney Maggie Fleming by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.